I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On the program Worldview, Sat 7 Turk condemned the recent vandalism of Armenian churches in Turkey. Joe Willie says,
two churches were vandalized in Istanbul. The first church suffered an arson attempt. Now, after the arson attempt, another church was vandalized and had the cross removed. Now, the suspect reportedly made a statement to authorities blaming non-Muslims for the COVID-19 pandemic.
COVID-19 has caused a lot of fear and uncertainty in Turkey and other countries. Sat 7 responded to the vandalism by calling for unity among religious and racial groups. The Worldview presenters turned to Acts chapter 10, the story of Peter and the sheet, and they encouraged viewers to see that God welcomes all people groups equally into Christ's kingdom. And last week, we told you about Door International's 30 for 30 campaign, which lets donors feed a deaf family for 30 days for a mere $30. But this new program doesn't replace pre-existing projects. In fact, Door's Rob Myers says they can use existing leadership training programs to their advantage. These leaders already have their fingers on the pulse of their local communities. So when it comes to finding families who would benefit the most from Door's new 30 for 30 program, they know exactly where to look.
These 2x2 leaders will actually go to a store, purchase foodstuffs that actually will last a long time, things like rice or beans or other local goods that can be stored for a long time. And they'll divide those up, and then they'll bring those to the families physically.
Pray that families receiving these goods would see it as an extension of God's love through the church. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. So would you consider giving today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.